Anybody else got power troubles, let me know. Tori Williams hasn't. She and her mates jumped in a van almost 40 hours ago. They're Melbourne supporters driving across the Nullarbor to Perth for the game. Tori, where the hell are you?
Yeah, we've just come outside the other end of Kalgoorlie, so we're 10 minutes away from there.
10 minutes. So how far to Perth?
So I think we've got another 4 hours. We should be there about lunchtime.
When did you leave Melbourne?
We left Jade. We met Jade at the flag making, and we left about 7 o'clock at night.
Have you stopped at all?
Oh, we've stopped for the relief breaks and food breaks and.
So that was 7 o'clock. What night you left?
Wednesday night.
How's it been? Have you slept at all?
We've taken it in shifts. The biggest driver, the main driver here, has been Andrew Jade's uncle. And the rest of us have just cycled through it and try to grab seats where we can. But, not good seats, but it's been worth it all.
But what sort of nick will you be in by the time the game starts tomorrow afternoon?
Oh, we'll be pumped. We've been talking about it all the way through. I don't think anything's going to dull the enthusiasm of this lot.
Have you been singing the Grand Old Flag the whole way there?
Well, we had no internet connection for a while, so that was probably all we all knew the words to, so...
And have you met anybody belted anybody else? You're all crammed in a car for 40 hours. How's it going? Are you getting on all right?
Well, most of us have been asleep while the others are driving. So we've had Jade, who's been the team captain, sort of spurring everybody along and cracking the whip. And Andrew's, like I said, been the main driver because we hit a fair bit of trouble going through the Nullarbor with all the kangaroos. So that was a long, painful
lots of kangaroos. So how soon after the game do you turn around and come back?
The guys are going to come back Sunday. They're going to drive back about 10 o'clock Sunday morning.
So you're not really having long there at all. Is this because it's cheaper or you couldn't get flights?
Well, it's a combination of both, really. So Nick, one of the other guys, jumped on board. He got a flight back, but not on the way up. So we've all just, like Jade and I met in the cheer squad and become player sponsors together, and the rest we've just met on Facebook, so we've sort of been strangers thrown together by social media. Ooh.
Do you think you're a bit loopy, Tori? A bit weird?
Absolutely. Normal people just don't do this stuff, do they?
All right, well, make sure you get them up for me, would you?
We will. I hope we see you there too.